We see the generous spirit the Lord asks of us in the widow who helps the prophet Elijah. She trusts him that God will provide for her and her son if she helps the prophet. And God does. As Elijah said, the jar of flour did not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry. Elijah, too, is an example of one who put his whole trust in God. Despite seeing the king and the people abandon their God to serve idols, he continued to speak the truth to them, even at the risk of his life. God spared him, but Elijah proved his faithfulness to God long before he was rescued. You know, in candidates for the priesthood, and I worked in that area for 10 years in my original diocese, and I'm involved in it here in Wheeling, Charleston, I assure you. But in candidates, I look for that spirit of generosity and faithfulness. Will the man give himself fully to God in the service of his people? Will he preach and teach the truth, even if some do not want to hear it? Well, pray, my friends, not only for more priests, but for good ones who will help us to revitalize our church in this diocese. God is calling some men to be priests, but we must pray that they will respond, and if we know them, encourage them to trust the Lord and go forward. And the same would be true for permanent diaconate candidates and men and women drawn to consecrated life. So how can we repay the Lord for all he has given us? Our life, our faith, and other blessings. We do it by offering him our very selves.